الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا أبو القاسم قشيري رحمة الله تعالى عليه narrates that Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام saying I created 10,000 ears in you by which you heard my kalam, my speech and 10,000 tongues in you by which you spoke to me. You will become beloved to me when you send durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program, Branches of Faith. In our previous silsila, we discussed the mu'ajizat of certain anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, namely Nabi Dhul-Kifl alayhi salatu wassalam and Nabi Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam. We paid special attention to bringing back to life from the dead. And inshallah azza wa jal, this week too, we will continue along the same lines, and this time we will be discussing about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Once Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam asked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, show me how you will resurrect the dead. Allah Azza wa Jal said, Ibrahim, don't you have faith in it? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam said, Bala, why not? Although I have faith, I wish to observe the spectacle with my own eyes so that my heart receives tranquility. Allah Azza wa Jal then said, raise 4 birds and nourish them well by feeding them and keeping them as your pets. And then slaughter these birds and make mincemeat out of it. Mix all the meat from the 4 birds together and take a little portion of, take 4 portions and place them on 4 different mountain tops. And then call out to the birds. You will find these birds coming and rushing towards you. Therefore, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam tended 4 birds, a rooster, a pigeon, a vulture and a peacock. He raised them for a certain period whilst nourishing them and taming them. After that he slaughtered them and he kept the heads of the 4 birds with him. And with the rest of the bird he made mincemeat out of it and he took 4 portions and he placed these 4 portions on 4 different mountain tops. And then he called to the birds from a distance. He said, exclaiming, O rooster, ya ayyuhal deek, O pigeon, ya ayyuhal hamama, O vulture, ya ayyuhal nasru, O peacock, ya ayyuhal ta'us. The meat from the mountain started, all the meat from this mountain started separating. The pigeon's meat, the rooster's meat, the peacock's meat, the vulture's meat, All the meat started separating. The bones came together. The flesh of each bird came together. And the four birds soared and flew to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Their heads were then joined to their bodies and they started eating, pecking from the ground. And then they also started chirping in their own different languages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this incident in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, part number 3, verse number 260. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when Ibrahim said, my Rabb, show me how will you give life to the dead? He said, are you not certain of it? Ibrahim said, surely yes, why not? But because I wish to put my heart to ease, he said, therefore take four birds as pets and cause them to become familiar with you. Then place a part of each of them on separate hills and then call them. They will come running towards you and know well that Allah is Almighty Wise. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this incident we learn many Madani pools. One is that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam called out from a distance to dead birds. These birds were minced meat. But Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, called out to them. If it was shirk to call out to other than Allah, then why would Allah azza wa jal instruct Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to call out to dead birds? And why would this ulul azm Nabi call out to the dead? And that to birds, and that to those birds that were made mincemeat. Indeed, it is not shirk to call out to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. As is mentioned in a blessed hadith, a mubarakah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ فَنَبِيُّ اللَّهِ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. Meaning the soil has been prohibited by Allah Azza wa Jal to consume the bodies of prophets. The prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal stay alive after their death. And they are provided with rizq, with provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place of the Holy Quran,
وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ.
And do not say that those who are slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ, but they are alive. وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, and you perceive not. In another part of the Holy Quran, para 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ.
And do not even think that those who have given their lives in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ, but they are alive.
عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ.
And they receive rizq, sustenance,
from their Rabb Azza wa Jal. If this is the maqam and the status of a shaheed, then can you imagine what is the maqam and the status of a nabi? A shaheed, after he passes away, his wives can get married. His assets are distributed, but the assets of a nabi is not distributed. And the wives of the anbiya cannot marry after the physical demise of the nabi. Nabis are alive, they are alive in their graves. And if Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called out to dead birds and the dead birds heard and responded with the permission of Allah, then the anbiya in their graves can listen to our calling and they can also respond, also with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, can you see the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam? Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, when they wanted to see a spectacle, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it to them. When Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring the city back to life after its death, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him sleep for 100 years, and then the city came back to life again. He witnessed it with his eyes. He witnessed his donkey come back to life in front of his eyes, where the bones gathered together and the flesh came on it, and the donkey became alive with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects after death, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to mince the meat of these four birds, put them on different hills, and the meat of these birds came together, and the birds formed again, came running to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam witnessed this. This is the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Whenever a nabi even wanted peace of heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant their wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would fulfill whatever they would ask for. That is the reason why when we ask through the wasila of the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, through the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject their supplication. They are mustajabud da'wat. Their du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, when the old lady said that one of the signs of Uzair was that he was very pious, and whenever he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would answer his dua. So the old lady that was blind and crippled said that if you are Uzair, then ask Allah to give me back my sight and give me back the use of my legs. He made dua and the lady got her sight back and got the use of her legs back as well. So you can see the dua of a nabi is always accepted. And we call out to the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. We call out to the sahaba ikram. We call out to the awliya ikram. And we ask through them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can grant anything without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set up this coherent constitution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created angels to fulfill certain functions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us nabis to guide us. And these same nabis make dua and supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their ummah. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. So this is the structure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has power over all things. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to grant us through a nabi, then who can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Similarly, when we get rizq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is razzaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us sustenance. But we work for it. We earn a salary. Angels are there appointed to grant us rizq. Angels are appointed to make the rainfall. Angels are appointed for different tasks. Ultimately, Allah is the grantor of everything. It is only with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everything happens, everything takes place. And these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam are not ordinary human beings like you and I, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We may be ordinary, our supplication may be void of sincerity, but when the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their supplication is very different to our supplication, because they are accepted people in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unlike us. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wanted peace of mind. He wanted tranquility of the heart. He just wanted to see with his eyes, witness how will Allah resurrect from the dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to mince the four birds up together, put them on hills. They came back to life and they came running to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There are many, many madani pools that if we, and these are waqiyat not from my pocket. These waqiyat are not from anyone's writings, but these are the waqiyat of the Holy Quran. What I have mentioned to you, I have read out the ayats of the Holy Quran that mention the whole waqiyah of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam bringing these birds back to life. So it is our aqidah and it is our belief that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have been granted power and authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the dead back to life. As Hazrat Zulkifl alayhi salatu wasalam brought 70,000 back to life, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also brought people back to life, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam brought people back to life, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought four dead birds back to life, other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, even our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam brought the dead back to life. Life and death is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah has invested this authority and granted this permission to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that if they lift their hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a dead person is granted life again. The misconception of it being shirk has been cleared, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never encourage anyone to commit shirk, nor will a Nabi commit shirk. And those who have this misconception, we hope that this misconception has been cleared, as is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, ثُمَّ دْعُهُنَّ. Call these dead birds. Who is saying this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called the dead birds, and the dead birds came running to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So we can never say that to call, to say Ya Ali, to say Ya Ghawth, to say Ya Khwaja, can never be shirk. Because if these huruf and nida, these calling words were shirk, then Allah would never ask a Nabi to call dead birds. Because if it was shirk, then it would be shirk for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Therefore it is proven from the Holy Quran that to call out is not shirk. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, that was the waqiyah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we are going to discuss the waqiyah of Hazrat Isa ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam delivered a sermon to Bani Israel whilst announcing his prophethood and miracles, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, translation from Kanzul Iman, he will be a noble messenger towards the descendants of Israel, saying, I have come to you with a sign from your Rabb, for I mold a bird-like sculpture from clay for you, and I blow into it, and it instantly becomes a living bird. By Allah's command, and I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I revive the dead by Allah's command. And I tell you what you eat and what you store in your houses, undoubtedly in these miracles is a great sign for you if you are believers. In this sermon of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he announces four of his miracles. Number one, making birds with clay and making them fly after blowing in them. Number two, curing the born blind and those suffering from leprosy. Number three, resurrecting the dead. And number four, revealing what people have eaten and what they have left in their homes. When Bani Israel demanded the miracle of making a bird of clay and making it fly, Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, then made bats from clay and made them fly. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam chose a bat from all the birds because it is the most complete and strangest bird among other species of birds, because it has teeth like human beings, laughs like a human being, and flies with its arms without wings, gives birth like an animal, and it also experiences menstrual cycles. It is narrated that as long as Bani Israel used to watch these bats, they would continue to fly. And when they disappeared from the sight of Bani Israel, they would fall down and die. The reason behind this was that there remains a distinction between the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal and the creation of the bird of a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. But from this narration, we can see the authority that Allah has granted to His Nabi. His Nabi made from clay a bird, blew in it. The bird got life and started to fly. And yes, there was a distinction between the creation of Allah and the creation of the servant of Allah. The creation of the servant of Allah in reality is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, because without the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, not even Isa alayhi salatu wa salam could give life to the bird. But Allah has vested that authority in Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that when he blew in the bird, it got life and it started to fly. It is stated that by the virtue of the dua of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, 50 blind men and lepers were cured based on the condition that they would embrace Islam. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam gave life to four people. After they died, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam gave life. One was his friend Azar. Two was the son of an old lady. Three was the daughter of a revenue officer. And four, Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh. Azar was a sincere friend of Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. When he was about to die, his sister sent a message to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam that he is on his deathbed. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was at a distance of 3 days' journey from his friend. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam reached, his friend had already passed away and he was already buried into his grave. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam went to the grave of Azar and called upon him. Azar resurrected. He came out of his grave and lived for many years and even had children. Another person that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam brought back to life was the son of an old woman. He had died and people were taking him to be buried. And coincidentally, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was passing by there. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam made dua. He came back to life. He got dressed and he lived also a very long life. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam also brought the daughter of a revenue collector back to life. She was resurrected one day after her death due to the supplication and the dua of Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and she lived many years and she also bore children. When Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam resurrected these three mentioned deceased people, the impish Bani Israel alleged that these three people were not actually dead. But they were in the fit of, they were not actually dead, they were unconscious, they were in a coma, in a state of coma. And therefore, they have regained consciousness. So, they denied that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam brought the dead back to life. And they said that these people were not really dead. These people were just unconscious. They were probably in a state of coma. And now they have gained consciousness. So they didn't believe in the mu'jiza of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Thus, they said, show us the resurrection of some old dead person. In response to their demand, Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, said that 4,000 years have passed since the death of Sayyidina Sa'am bin Nuh. Take me to his grave and I will resurrect him by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam recited the Ismi Azam beside his grave, and Sayyidina Sa'am bin Nuh resurrected straight away. He came out of his grave and inquired worryingly, has the day of judgment arrived? After this, he embraced faith on Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and died shortly afterwards. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is another incident of how Allah Azza wa Jal has granted the authority to a Nabi to give life after death. Life and death comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this authority, this power to his beloved Nabi, and his Nabi, with the permission of Allah of course, brings the dead back to life. Isa ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam brought the dead back to life. The four people that I have mentioned earlier, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought the four birds back to life. We have also mentioned the story of Hazrat Dhulkifl alayhi salatu wasalam. 70,000 people were brought back to life after their corpses had rotted. The donkey of Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam himself were brought back to life. This is all within the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can deny the qudrat of my Rabb Azza wa Jal? My Rabb Azza wa Jal is the most powerful. My Rabb Azza wa Jal is Qadir Mutlak. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has the power over all things mumkin. And Allah Azza wa Jal has granted the authority to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam to bring the dead back to life. And this is our belief, that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, with the permission of Allah, had brought the dead back to life. These are very special people, dear viewers of Madani Channel. They are not ordinary people. Do not consider them to be like you and I. Do not consider that they just brought a message and then now they are dead and gone. Indeed, they are alive and they receive sustenance from the Rabb Azza wa Jal. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in our heart true love for the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts true faith and true belief in the Holy Quran, that Quran which has mentioned these waqiyat of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.